Let's begin in child's pose. Place your hips on your heels, forehead to the floor, and your arms are either outstretched in front of you or back by your ankles, palms face up. And of course, begin that breath, that rich breath. I'm going to begin this class with a story, and I think it'll serve you in your practice today. One of the things you first discover about teaching yoga in more than 10 years is that you really are more of a student than a teacher, and that you're blessed by your students for teaching you so much. In one of my studios, I had a young man come in, and he walked up just before class had begun, and I said, "Oh, welcome to the studio. Have you done yoga before?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I've studied with this person in New York and this person in San Francisco and, you know, had a long lesson." I was basically, "Okay, yeah, okay, that's great, but go ahead and change and just get in the studio." And as he started to do his practice, he was almost an anomaly. You know, his name was Brian. And when he would do a back bend from a standing position, arms up over the head and go back, I could literally take his index fingers and bring them all the way to his heels, right? Just a complete 360, you know, almost a contortionist. And he had a beautiful practice, he did. And at the end of class, he came out after class and says, "Man, that was the best class I've ever had. That was so good." And I'm like, "Oh, wow, geez, thanks, Brian. You know, come back again. It's good to have you." And he came back a couple days later, took class, comes out of class and says, "You know that last class you taught? I thought that was good. This was even better. Amazing." And I'm like, "Brian, I like having you around. You know, you just continue to show up." And a few days later, I'd come to class and I had one of the other teachers teaching, and she was there, and Brian comes out of class and says to her, "I've never had a class like that. That was so beautiful and amazing." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I thought I was the best teacher, right? And what's that all about?" What I came to understand over the course of the next 2 months, okay, I'm a little bit of a slow learner, was that it really was his best class. And what Brian did is he created the experience for himself. And so it wasn't like something cute to say at the end of class. What I discovered over the course of the next couple months, Brian could sometimes be on his mat in child's pose halfway through class, but he would get up and authentically and genuinely have loved the experience that he created for himself. And he'd come out, "That is the greatest class." And I thought to myself, "Wow, that's brilliant." And I thought, when is the last time you created the greatest class? It wasn't predicated on the teacher. It wasn't predicated on the sequence. It wasn't even predicated on what you could do and not do. But the essence that you create for yourself is this really great class. So my invitation for you today is to make this the greatest class you ever had. And it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. And that's my hope for you in today's class, that this will just be the best class you've ever had, because you made it so. So we're in child's pose. And if you haven't done so already, I want you to create this nice, rich, even breath. And it has this very deep oceanic quality to it. You can hear it. You can feel it. You sense it. It's just permeates throughout you. And, you know, down in Latin America, Central America, Mexico, it's not uncommon for women to give birth squatting. In Russia, water birthing is not that uncommon. In America, hospital birthing is pretty common. So there's different ways to give birth. But even with all those different ways, there is always one constant. And that is an emphasis on the breath. So you connect to this breath, because why? Breath brings life. So I want you to really create a rich, even, deep breath. And again, it's one that you can hear and feel. soften the face, deepen the awareness. Good. Now gently go ahead and curl your toes under and press your hips up high and heels low. And we're in downward facing dog, right? Okay. We're going to deepen the awareness of our foundational breath. And it acts as an opportunity to align ourselves with that which is most important. Ourselves. And down dog, you know, your fingers are spread wide, shoulder width, feet are hip width, hips high, heels low, abdominals draw in, armpits toward the ankles, is a chance to really enliven our body just very subtly. We're spreading and pressing those fingers into our mat, and by pressing away from the floor, we're protecting our shoulders. Ever so simply communicating to our body our commitment to honor and preserve, to protect, and in so doing, create an environment and intention of healing throughout this class. On your next inhale, pick up your right leg and point it toward the back of the room. And then just keep the breath smooth and even. The face is serene. The lips are softly pressed. And it's a rich, deep breath. On your next exhale, release right leg down. On your following inhale, draw your left leg up. So as you lift, I want you to extend, spread the toes, activate, right? And again, listen for that breath. You're going to hear this over and over again. Why? Because the breath is going to be there throughout this practice. It's the thread that brings us all together, right? So go ahead now and just release that left leg down. Soften your knees. Glance forward and walk forward in between your hands. Good. Now gently go ahead and take a half lift. The tips of your fingers are touching the floor. The chin is away from the chest. Lengthen the sternum away from the navel. Draw the spine, you know, just lengthen, pull. Good. And then release on the exhale and just hinge. The head is heavy, the neck is soft. And as you're glancing down, I want you to separate your feet approximately hip width. On the following inhale, draw your arms out to the side, up overhead, shoulder width. Now release your neck and glance up. The shoulders are soft, but the arms are active. The fingers are alive. The pinkies slightly rotated in toward one another. The palms are spread. And I want you to press your feet into the floor, draw up on the knees, squeeze your tush, and with a firm belly, right, take a nice inhale out of the lower lumbar, lift. And exhale, hinge forward. Good. Just lengthen and glide. Keep it simple right now. On the inhale, take a half lift. Okay. Exhale and step back to plank position. The elbows are over the wrists. The shoulders are over the elbows. The hips are slightly lifted. And the fingers, middle toes facing forward. You're long through the crown of the head, and you're lifted out of the shoulders so that you're not collapsing in the shoulders. Now gently, on your next exhale, with elbows in close to the body, I want you to lower slow, okay? Upper to lower. And you're not dropping and collapsing, really resisting gravity so that you have the experience of lowering. It's a different quality to it. On your following inhale, upward dog. So draw yourself forward into up dog. Open the chest. Ears are lifted out of the shoulders. The shoulder blades are down and back. The tops of the feet are on the floor. And then on your next exhale, curl the toes under and press your hips up high and heels low. If you can do so comfortably, just close your eyes and get very connected to the breath. And you're still sensitized to fingers spread, right? Hips high, heels low. You're pressing back on the legs to a point that it's comfortable. You're not forcing it. Good. Okay. Inhale, breathing. Right leg up. On the exhale, bring your right foot through the hands. Release your left heel down so that the right heel's in the center of the left arch and you have a 90-degree angle over that right knee. Inhale, arms up into warrior one. Good. And then take a nice inhale. On your exhale, arms glide into warrior two. Right arm forward, left arm back, hips still low, long through the crown of the head. Take a nice inhale. On your exhale, windmill both hands down, both legs back, and flow. So high to low, up dog to down dog, and just follow your breath, right? And when you get into down dog, I want you to spread those fingers, press away from the floor, pull in the abs, you're kind of an upside down V, and breathe even and deep. Yeah, perfect. So go ahead, on your next inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot glides through. Release the right heel, left heel in the center of the right arch, and inhale up into warrior one. The face is serene. Glide arms down into warrior two. Good. Take a nice inhale, and on your exhale, both hands down, both legs back, flow. Just moment by moment, breath by breath, staying deeply connected. Good. And then we'll get back into down dog, and we deepen the experience of our breath so we feel it fully. And we're going to just go run through this one more time, right? Inhale, right leg up. On your exhale, bring your right foot through and arms flow up into warrior one. Smooth transition into warrior two. Take a nice inhale. On your exhale, both hands down, both legs back, flow. And it's becoming a little bit more familiar, right? Frequency will bring that. It gets seamless. It makes sense. And again, if you can close your eyes safely in down dog, close them and breathe and feel. On your next inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot through. Arms flow up into warrior one. Good. They glide into warrior two, following your breath. Take a nice inhale. On your exhale, both hands down, both legs back, flow. You're doing one of the most challenging things there is to do, which is a yoga practice on your own. You know, it takes a tremendous amount of discipline. And I just want to acknowledge you for being committed to yourself in such a way. So in down dog, breathe and feel that breath. Soften your knees and glance forward. Go ahead, walk forward or lightly jump forward in between your hands. On your inhale, do your half lift. On the exhale, release. Good. Separate the feet hip width. Okay, inhale breathing, hips down, arms up, palms face each other. The arms and hands are shoulder width, right? The fingers are spread wide. Your navel is drawn in, the hips are drawn low. And from the navel to the sternum, upper body backward bending. Good. Now on the inhale, I want you to squeeze the elbows straight and spread those fingers. Good. On your next inhale, squeeze the elbows a little straighter, and this time, with the hips staying low, draw the biceps back toward the ears, and then on the exhale, release. Hips high, head low. Inhale, take a half lift. On the exhale, walk it back or jump back. Chaturanga, high to low, flow. Breathing, feeling, connecting. Letting go of everything else, just me and my body, my breath, right here, right now. And I'm in down dog, right? Inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, bring your right foot through. Flow up into warrior one, and let's take a moment here in warrior one just to kind of clean everything up. So again, my knee is stacked over the ankle. My right hip and right knee are almost directly in line. The right thigh is parallel to the floor as much as possible. My right heel is in the center of my left arch. My torso is centered, so I don't have my ribs way out over the thigh. And I'm long through the crown of my head. I have a nice firm abdominal lock. They'll call it that Uddiyata Bandha. Good. And then gently draw that left hip and left shoulder forward. Okay, looks good. Glide into warrior two on your next exhale. And we're going to stay here for a moment. And then gently make sure that the shoulders are pressed down so they're not lifted up, they're not hunching. The arms are active, the fingers are alive, the chin is over the right shoulder, the fingers are spread. I want you to soften your vision and create what they call a dristi. Okay, soften the vision, look out past those fingertips. All right, good. Now, take a nice inhale, and on your exhale, I want you to squeeze your right leg straight. So press the right knee back, and the right leg is straight now. Inhale, take your hand out past the toes, the right foot. On your exhale, release right hand down and left hand up. If you can place it to the inside of that right foot, flat on the floor, or your mat, or the grass, or wherever you're at, great, left arm up, two shoulders in one line. If not, if that's too much for you, simply place your hand on your shin, right, or your ankle, or even your knee, whatever it takes. But then reach dynamically through both arms and glance over that left shoulder to the degree that you can. The outer edge of your left foot is squeezing the floor, and you're pulling along that left side of the hip. Now inhale, reach through those left fingertips. On the exhale, release your left arm behind the back and grab your inner thigh, that right inner thigh. Good. And the firm belly, and you draw the sternum away from the navel. Good. And squeeze the foot and keep the face soft. And on your next inhale, just roll open that left shoulder one more time. And on the exhale, release left arm straight up. On the inhale, again, pull long through those left fingers. And on the exhale, leaving the legs as they are, left hand down and right hand up. So if your hand was on the grass or the floor, put it there. If it was on your knee, put your left hand there and roll up on the right side. And keep the breath fluid even. Now gently roll open that right side. And on your exhale, both hands down, both legs back, and flow. High to low, and then smooth into up dog, pressing that navel toward the floor to decompress the spine, and then right into down dog. Good. And check the feet, and check the fingers, and press away from the floor. Be present and be aware. On your next inhale, right leg up. That's right, we're going to the right side again. Right leg up. On the exhale, bring your right foot through. Release the left heel, flow up into warrior one. On your exhale, glide into warrior two. Right palm face up. Inhale, reach forward. And then gently, keeping that right hip low, bring that right arm over the body for this crescent lunge. And you can slide that left hand down the left leg. But the knee, maintain the integrity. Knee over the ankle, right hip low. You're going to pull through the ribs and the fingers. Keep the face serene. On your inhale, once again, just press into the right foot and pull long through the right fingers. And on the exhale, bring it all the way down. Flow. Both hands down, both legs back. Flow. High to low. Up to down. And then down once again. So sweet, so perfect. My body, my breath. My practice, my life, it's about me. And that's a great thing. It's okay to be selfish. You're not being, selfish at the expense of anybody else. This is actually selfish to the benefit of everyone else in your life. So breathe richly and deeply. You know? Okay, great. Inhale, right leg up. Yep, right leg. We're going to work the right side. You're going to feel this in the right hip. And on your exhale, bring that right foot through. Flow into warrior one. You glide into warrior two. Now take a nice inhale. On the exhale, you're in warrior two. Place your right hand to the inside of your right foot, flat on the floor. Two shoulders in one line. Glance up at the left thumb. The fingers are spread. The outer edge of your left foot squeezes the floor. On the inhale, pull long through the left hand and gently release your left bicep on top of your left ear. And pull the fingers long out in front of you. So you have this nice long line along the left side of the body. The fingers are spread, and the left outer edge of your foot is gripping the floor. So tremendous stretch. Now, inhale again. Pull long. And then gently make sure that you have a firm support in that right foot. And then you decide if you should do this next. But if you can, inhale, bring your right hand off the floor so that both biceps are against both ears, or at least close to. Palms face one another. So you have no hand support and you're just reaching long. And you're keeping the hip low. And generally you'll have to scoop that right shoulder a little forward and that left shoulder a little back and chin up a little bit. And then on the inhale, draw the arms back and spread the fingers wide and release. Left hand down and right hand up. Low in that right hip. Left hand close to the right foot and roll open the other side. Soften your face. Breathe. And listen for your breath. Rich. Not short, not choppy, not strained, right? Inhale, roll open that right arm, and then exhale, release right hand down. Take your right hand in front of and counterclockwise around that right leg, okay? So you're literally going to get both hands along that front of that right ankle, okay? But the right one goes around and under the leg. Good. Take a nice inhale, squeeze that forehead toward the hands. You're low, the hip is tender, or at least it's not surprising if it's tender, but you're breathing even. If it gets too extreme, you drop your left knee down. But if you can stay here, and on the inhale, squeeze a little deeper, and then gently release your right arm behind your back, and bring the left arm behind to greet it, and grab and interlock your hands. And then, I know, roll open that left shoulder. Continue to breathe, even when it gets a little bit challenging and difficult. The tendency is to hold the breath, but I want you to breathe deeper. Roll open. That's it. Squeeze the foot. Pull long. 3, 2, 1. Release. Both hands down. Both legs back. Flow. I know. Body, breath, and movement. Making this the best class I ever had, because it's not predicated on the teacher, it's not predicated on this music, it's about me in relationship to me. How incredibly empowering is that? In a world that's trying to make you think you can't make up your own mind or be responsible for your own decisions and your own experience in life, this, I say, is all about you. Inhale, breathing, left leg up. On the exhale, bring your left foot through the hands. Remember, we're going to take a moment here and clean it up, right? So, in Warrior One, left heel center of right arch. Left hip low, torso center, right shoulder, right hip drawn forward. Arms active, shoulders soft, fingers alive, chin level, long through the crown of my head. Good. And on your next exhale, just glide into Warrior Two. Arms active, fingers alive, chin level, face serene, dristy, right? Powerful. Beautiful. Take a nice inhale. On the exhale, squeeze that left knee straight. On your following inhale, take your left hand out past the left toes and exhale, release left hand down and right hand up. And remember, if you can't place your left hand on the floor of the mat to the inside of your foot, then just place it on your ankle or your knee and right arm up and glance up at that right thumb and pull in the navel and draw sternum away and squeeze the outer edge of that right foot. Beautiful. Gently on your exhale, release your right arm behind the back and reach it towards your inner thigh. And you may or may not get that, okay? I mean, your torso may be a little wide, your forearm may be a little bit, just maybe short. So don't get too caught up in this. All you want to do is feel and breathe with intention and move with that same intention. Okay, gently release right hand up. On the inhale, pull long. On the exhale, release right hand down. Place it where the left hand was and roll open your left side. Squeeze the outer edge of that foot. Activate that knee and quad, okay? Firm. And roll open and keep the arms in alignment. Generally, you'll have to move that left arm a little bit more forward toward the head, just a little bit more forward so it's in alignment. It'll tend to drop a little bit, unless you have a really clean practice. Good. And then gently release, both hands down, both legs back, flow. High to low. smooth into up dog, nice and even into down dog. Yeah, I know. I know this whole thing isn't that easy. Breathe, feel. Inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot through. Flow up into warrior one. Glide into warrior two. Left palm face up. Inhale, reach forward, but keep the hip low. And then draw that arm over the top, keeping the hip low, the knee over the ankle, and just draw it over. And now squeeze the right knee in the right quad. They'll sometimes get a little bit soft on this. I want you to keep it active. And squeeze the foot. Now soften your face. If you can do so safely, close the eyes and take a couple deep breaths right here. Yeah. Good. Press into that left foot. Pull long through the ribs, shoulder, fingers, and on your next exhale, release all the way down. High to low flow. Right? It just has this natural, you know, it makes sense. When you release that exhale, your body is drawn down. And follow that flow, your flow. So we're in down dog. The breath is rich. It permeates my whole being. I can hear it. I can feel it. Inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot comes through. Arms flow up into warrior one. Smooth, even transition into warrior two. Take a nice inhale. On the exhale, left hand to the inside of the left foot, flat on the mat or flat on the floor. Reaching through that right arm and pulling long, right? And the face is serene. I don't wear my effort on my face, and I don't let my effort overwhelm my breath. Now reach through the right fingers and then gently place your right bicep on top of the right ear, palm face down, fingers spread wide and pulling long. And I just feel the tug of skin along the ribs, along that right hip. And if I really roll that ankle over, maybe all the way down that right leg and over that right little fleshy part of the ankle. Placing some weight into my left foot. Inhale, both arms long now. Good. And like I said, lift the chin slightly. Scoop your left shoulder a little bit forward and right shoulder back. Pull the navel in so it's not hanging out. And make it nice and rich. And it's not, you know, it's just long. And there's a deep feeling. And I can feel it from my toes all the way to my fingertips, outer edge of my foot. And gently release. Right hand down and left hand up. That's it. Two shoulders in one line. My left hip is low, and it may already be screaming. It's okay if there's a little tenderness, as long as you're being mindful and not reckless, as long as you're not just forcing, agitating. That's okay. Roll open that left side, and then gently release that left hand down. And this time, left hand in front of that left leg around and through, clockwise. So you get that left hand and grab the front of that left ankle or shin, and then right hand also grabs, and then forehead toward the hands, and you're breathing nice and smooth. Soften the face. Take a nice inhale and draw that forehead in deep, and on your exhale, release your left arm behind the back and bring that right arm behind. And again, if this gets too intense, drop down to your knee. You modify, you take responsibility, you create your experience, so this will be the greatest class you've ever had. Roll open and release. Both hands down, both legs back, flow. Down dog. I know, things get hot. It's generate, you know, and the breath really helps generate that heat. It helps make us pliable. It really gets the circulation moving. The benefits that this breath brings about far exceed what most people suspect. Okay, soften your knees and glance forward. And then gently walk forward or jump forward. And on your next inhale, do your half lift. Don't lose the integrity. And then exhale, release. Now bring your toes and heels together. Okay, inner thighs. Inhale, breathing, hips down, arms pressed, palms pressed. thumbs crossed, okay? Good. And glance, chin doesn't drop completely. All right, so the hips are low. It's like a thunderbolt pose. And then squeeze the elbows straight. And on the exhale, draw the hands down to Namaskar, or heart center. On the inhale, upper body back. And on your exhale, left elbow over your right knee. Hands in the center of your chest, prayer twist. And you can use that right hand to press down on that left hand to get those thumbs a little bit closer to the center of your chest. And just do it in conjunction with rolling open the right shoulder. And it'll line up. And then decide for yourself if you want to release left hand down and right hand up. Right flyaway. And then this, and you can try it. I mean, just why not? Right arm behind your back, left hand underneath, and try to bind. It's a tough bind, okay? And you may not get it, but don't get frustrated, right? Because this isn't about frustration. This is about exploring and discovering. This is about being responsive, not reactive. And then gently release that bind or any of that portion thereof that you've got and come back to center with the hips low, hands at Namaskar. Take a nice inhale. On your exhale, gently sweep your right elbow over the left knee, right? So the hips are low, inner thighs pressed. I'm in prayer twist. I'm working on getting the thumbs in the center of my chest if they're not already there. And then I'm going to release right hand down and left hand up. And I'm going to pull along. I know. Pull in the abs. And then gently release that left arm behind the back. And as impossible as it is for many, some will get it. Hand underneath. Grip. And then roll open. Right? And if you can't grip still, just roll open, but stay, keep the hips low. Inner thighs together. 3, 2, 1. Release back to center. Take a nice inhale, lower the hips, upper body back. And then exhale, dive forward, hips high, head low. Inhale, take a half lift. And then walk it back or jump back on the exhale. Chaturanga, high to low flow. Good. And make it sweeter each and every time that you get very sensitized. You just learn to lean into the nuances of this experience, right? It's not so crude. It's a sensitivity and an intuition, right? Just because you've done this 100 times doesn't mean you can't feel it newly. Down dog. Inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, bring your right foot through. This time, do not release the left heel down. So I want the left toes forward, left heel back, and the ankles are approximately hip width. Good. Now lower that right hip a little bit. So it's, 90 degrees in line with the knee, knee in line with the ankle. Now on your inhale, draw your arms out to the side. Bring them up overhead, palms pressed. Good. Lower those hips. On your following inhale, squeeze the elbows straight, then draw the hands down to heart center. Take a nice inhale. On the exhale, sweep your left elbow over that right knee. Prayer twist. Work on getting the thumbs in the center of the chest. And then decide for yourself if you want to release left hand down and right hand up. And pull along. And then release right arm behind the back and left arm underneath. And get a good grip. And gently roll open. Good. And then gently, smoothly, not recklessly, transition. And bring it right back. Good. And then both hands down, both legs back. Flow. You're doing great. I don't even care where you're at. I don't even care if you're sitting on your heels. You're doing great. You're still present. You're breathing. You're practice. And then inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot through. Good. Inhale, arms out to the side, palms pressed. On the exhale, bring the hands to heart center. Namaskar. Take a nice inhale. Exhale, sweep that right elbow over that left knee. Thumbs in the center of the chest. Breathe even and deep. And then gently decide for yourself. Right hand down, left hand up. And you should get that right hand to the outside of that left foot. And almost get that tricep or armpit over that left knee. That'll help. And then reach through the left fingertips. And then keep the right leg active. Don't let it bend. Okay? Keep the right leg active. Right heel back, right hip forward. Release that left arm behind the back and right arm underneath. And bind if possible. And again, not getting frustrated. Why? I'm responsive. I'm just discovering. I'm just playing around. I'm just feeling, exploring. Roll open. Gently release. Come right back to center, right? And then take a nice inhale and then release. Both hands down, both legs back. Flow. And this flow deepens each time, right? And it doesn't even have to deepen because of a level of physical exertion, because we get a little bit more pliable as we start to do this practice. We become a little bit more pliable when it's in conjunction with a breath that's present and we're aware of. So down dog. I just want you to close your eyes and take a couple deep breaths, right? Soften your knees, glance forward, walk forward or lightly jump forward in between the hands. On your next inhale, do a half lift. On the exhale, just release. On a nice, even inhale, I just want you to roll yourself up one cartilage and vertebrae at a time, okay? It's not super slow, just nice, even. It's a gliding, okay, so you're not jerking yourself up, just rolling yourself up. One cartilage and vertebrae stacking upon the other. As you come to that standing position, the shoulders are soft and drawn back. The chin is level, right? Good. The chest is slightly lifted. You're pressing down through the soles of the feet and you're long through the crown of your head. Now on your next inhale, bring both hands' palms to Namaskar heart level. Good. Tilt the chin gently toward the heart and soften your vision, that drishti, right on the tips of your fingers. And it's just an opportunity to reconnect. Take a nice inhale and exhale. Take a nice inhale, and this time on your exhale, press down through the soles of the feet and long through the crown of your head, representing that vertical plane, right? It's eternal. With the hands, palms meeting at the heart center. The horizontal and the vertical at the heart center. Take one more inhale and on the exhale, release both hands alongside your hips. Good. Take a small step forward with your right foot. Hinge forward, touch the floor with your left hand. Okay. With your right hand, okay, to the out, bring it out and clockwise behind the leg. I want your right hand behind the right ankle, forearm behind the calf muscle, elbow behind the knee, as best as possible. And then gently step onto the right leg and gently lift your left leg. So it's vertical splits and the hand is gripping behind the ankle and you draw yourself in, stomach in toward the thigh, chest in toward the knee, forehead closer to the shin, and spread the toes and lift that left leg. Now look at, you may not even be able to get your right leg straight. That's okay. Work on extending that left leg, spreading the toes, enlivening, right? And you may fall over once or twice. That's okay. I mean, why wouldn't you if you're exploring your edges anyway? And inhale, lift one more time, and then gently release. Left leg glides down, and you gently roll yourself back up, right? That feels so good. And then take another step forward, this time with your left foot. Hinge forward, touch the floor with your right hand, and with your left hand behind the left ankle, forearm behind the calf muscle, elbow behind the knee, step onto the left leg and lift the right leg. And you can breathe even though you're inverted, right? I mean, you can breathe. So do it. And spread those toes and lift that leg and work your balance. And be responsive. One more time, lift and gently release. Left leg down. Gently glide yourself up. Awesome. And we're going to move into dancer's pose. So right now you're in a standing position. the shoulders soft, chest lifted, chin level. And dancer's pose, Dandayamana, Dhanurasana. Your right elbow is at your right hip, right palm face up. So right elbow, right hip, right palm face up. Drop that right hand straight down. Do not turn the wrist so the palm is still face up. And then pick up your right foot from the inside. You can grab it at the ankle or at the foot, whichever's more comfortable for you. And then draw your left arm up so that your left bicep is along the left ear. Draw the knees together. Good. Work on the balance. Before you progress, make sure that you kind of have your, some sense of balance, okay? If you're hopping around, then just wait, okay? All right. Then gently go ahead and kick back and reach forward simultaneously, right? The chin is level. The head is straight, okay? So there's a tendency to tilt the head to the left. I don't want you to do that. Keep the chin level, head straight. And you're reaching from the left scapula all the way out to the left tips of your fingers. And you're kicking back. So the reaching is obvious. That's out in front. But I want you to kick that right foot up and back. You'll bring your lower body down. The leg will go up. And hold it here, but don't hold the breath. Hold the pose. And keep that leg locked, that left leg locked. And then gently release. Come back to a standing position. Draw your left elbow into your left hip, palm face up. Allow the left hand to go straight down. And pick up your foot from the inside. Right arm up, bicep alongside the ear, knees together. And then gently reach forward and kick back simultaneously, right? With intention, right? So it's not just recklessly rigorous, but it's definitely, you have that sense, really active. So reach, chin level, head straight, kick the leg up and back. That foot comes up behind the head. You rotate down on that ball and socket joint, kind of rotates down, that lower belly comes lower, chin level, head straight. Last chance, 5, reach, kick, 4, kick, reach, 3, 2, 1, and gently return. Good. Wow. Open the chest, separate the feet hip width. Inhale, arms out to the side, bring them up overhead, shoulder width, release the neck and glance up toward the fingers. On the inhale, pull, lift out of the base of your spine. On the exhale, hinge forward, lengthen as you go. Yeah. So we're just hinging forward now. Now lift the front of your feet. Lift the front of your feet. Slide your hands underneath your feet, palms face up, so that the toes are in line with the wrists. And straighten your legs to the degree that you can in conjunction with your breath. If you've got the legs completely straight, bring the weight slightly forward. And then take a nice inhale. On your exhale, bend those elbows and pull yourself deeper. And, if your legs aren't straight, this isn't about jamming and forcing those knees back. You're lifting the hips. You're drawing up on the knees. You're being sensitive, right? Because the moment something goes snap, it's too late. So utilize the breath and that level of awareness, and just caress yourself a little bit deeper. Probe a little deeper. Good. And now gently release the hands. Inhale, take your half lift, and then go ahead, walk it back or jump back. Chaturanga, high to low flow. And just notice who you're being in this practice for yourself. Notice the quality of your breath, the quality of your movement. You're creating your class, right? The greatest class you could ever create for yourself. So we're in down dog. The fingers are spread wide. The middle fingers, middle toes facing forward. Feet are hip width. Navel drawn in. Take a nice, deep, rich inhale. And on the exhale, release into child's pose. Woo! Like you haven't earned it. Now just soften the shoulders, right? The hips are on the heels. And then take a couple of exaggerated breaths so you can really feel it permeate your whole being. And again, it's got that oceanic quality. You can hear it. You can feel it. You can lean into it. Excellent. All right, and what I want you to do is just lay out on your mat, okay? So just belly down, and arms out in front of you, and the legs behind you, and the hands are shoulder width, and your feet are hip width. And I want you to create yourself long, so walk the arms out, walk the toes back. Good. Now the hands are shoulder width, palms face each other, so the pinkies are literally on the floor. Take a nice deep inhale, and lift arms and legs. Good. Spread the fingers. Squeeze the elbows straight. The legs are long. Lift your thighs off the floor. Don't bend the knees. The legs are long. And lift. I know. And then draw some ribs off the floor a little bit more if you can, whatever degree you can, and thighs a little higher. That's it. And soften the face. And squeeze the elbows straighter and spread the fingers further. And inhale, lift one more time, just nice and sweet. Lift and release. Left ear is on the mat. Hands are still out in front of you. Because we're going to do this one more time, but we're going to build on it, okay? Going to be a couple of movements to the next one. But for just the next 30 seconds, I want you to connect to whatever it is you feel passionate about, whatever it is that you have a love for. I mean, it may be a significant other. It may be your job. It may be your... I don't want to suggest what it is. All I want to suggest is get it present. So I want you to access something more than skeletal muscular. I want you to come bring some passion into this practice, mindfully, not recklessly, and infuse this with a love. Okay, so the arms are out in front of you. Walk them out a little further. Walk the toes back a little more. Chin is forward. Take a nice deep inhale and lift again. So we're just building on that first set. Squeeze those elbows straight. Get your legs and thighs off the floor, but keep the legs long. And inhale, breathing, lift. And just don't give up, okay? So I'm not saying being reckless. I say just don't give up. You're safe. You're just a little bit off the floor. And then inhale, lift, and draw your arms out to the side, full locust. Now bring your hands parallel with the top of the head and continue to lift the ribs, continue to lift the thighs. I know it's not easy. Remember, what is it that you love? Infuse this with something more. And then gently take those arms straight out in front of you. That's right, not touching the floor, straight out in front of you. The last 8 seconds, everything that you've got, every cell of your body, reach, spread the fingers, lift. Lift thighs, lift arms, one more lift, and release. Now bring both hands back by your hips, palms face up. Opposite ear on the floor, your mat, and breathe. And isn't it amazing, this breath, right? You know? Inhale, belly presses into the floor. I energize, I lift, I lighten. Exhale. I release and I soften. I become supple, open, right? And there is that quality of lightness because I'm softening my shoulder. I'm allowing the floor to do the work right now. I'm just leaning into it. Another good inhale and I just, this beautiful rhythm. So blessed, so beautiful. Okay, gently. What I want you to do is press away from the floor and bring your hips to your heels. And then go ahead and draw yourself up. So you're upright, but hips are on the heels, tops of the feet on the floor. And inhale your arms over the head, sideways, palms pressed. We're going to do a set of half tortoise. So cross the thumbs. Good. Lift out of the base of your spine, and with a firm belly, exhale, hinge forward, nice and smooth. Good. Forehead to the floor, arms out in front of you. And just like before, don't drop and collapse, right? Maintain the integrity of your movements, your posture, as best as you can. Forehead on the floor, arms outstretched, hips still married to my heels. And breath, I hear it, I feel it. I don't know why I don't think about my breath more often. I think about what I eat. I think about what I wear. I even think about how much water I drink these days because there's so much talk about it. But my breath, without my breath, this life force, and calling it a life force is appropriate, the absence of which at least this part of our journey as we know it ceases to exist. So I think life force is a beautiful expression of that breath. Good. Hips stay married to the heels. Inhale, draw the arms up, biceps alongside the ears, hips still on the heels. And then on your exhale, release the arms down. And then gently go ahead and stand up on your knees. So just lift the hips off your heels. Separate your knees about 6 or 8 inches. We're going to do a set of camel. And then put your hands on the hips, buttocks hips. Okay, so behind you. And the pinkies almost touch. Good. So both arms behind you. And again, pressing down through the knees, but lifting up through the base of the spine. Press the hips forward. Release the head back, okay? Unless you have some significant neck issue, just allow the head to release and relax back, okay? Just gently. And then as you lift, press those hips forward. And so it's lower, middle, and upper back backward bending. And then if you can do so safely, or if it feels comfortable, you can reach back for your feet, right? Fingers on the inside, thumbs on the outside. And the head is relaxed. But, you know, if the hips start to collapse, just keep your hands on the hips and go back as far as you can. So, glance back. And as we have this compression along the backside, really, we're opening up this whole front side, right? And as you keep the lips softly pressed and you draw the eyes back and the chin leads, you feel this stretch, this nice stretch along the throat, down the center, right? Just right through the heart almost. And below the navel. It's a very beautiful opening, vulnerable pose. Press those hips. Open the chest. And it has this opportunity to release this heart chakra. It has this opportunity to release this chakra of self-expression, right? Which is, you know, connected to the thyroid. Your ability to speak your truth. Your ability to speak your truth. Okay, press forward. I know. Press forward. Eyes back. Chest up. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Gently release. Good. And then just bring the hips down to the heels and swing your legs out, you know, around you if you have a knee problem, or just cross the ankles and swing them through. Okay, good. So the legs are out in front of you and you're sitting up. And we're going to do a 60-30 lift. So bring the legs off the floor. And your chest is off the floor, right? Legs and chest. So you're like a V, and your arms are out in front of you, palms pressed. Yeah, it's a little bit tricky balancing on the sit bones. Firm core, okay? Legs active. If it's too much, just bend the knees slightly. And then squeeze those elbows straight, palms pressed. And on your next inhale, I want you to bring the arms around your right shoulder. It's not enough just to bring the arms out. I want you to look over your right shoulder. Good. And keep the legs lifted. I know. If you haven't done this much, you may be shaking and trembling, but that's okay. And then gently come back to center. Good. Take a nice inhale and lift. Draw up a little bit, legs up and chest up. And then swing the legs, or the arms, sorry, over the left side. And glance over your left shoulder. And palms are pressed. And face is serene. And I'm not holding my breath, I'm breathing. And I bring it back to center. Excellent. I'm still in this 60-30 lift. Now separate the hands and draw the knees into the chest and just balance on those sit bones for a moment. And then exhale, extend the legs straight. And then inhale, draw the knees in. And then exhale, extend them straight again. Hover there for just a moment. Firm core, tight abs. And release. Lay down on your back in Savasana. Good. No, we're not done. Sorry. Interlace your fingers behind the head. Bring your knees up. And we're going to do some bicycle crunches. So opposite elbow to opposite knee. Okay? We just work this core. And it really helps support this whole practice. So go ahead. Opposite elbow to opposite knee. And it may burn a little bit. And don't get too sloppy. Right? And don't say, well, I'll just wait for the next part. Do this part. Okay? Continue. A little faster. Pick it up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You're doing great. 5. Don't slow down. 4, 3, 2, 1. Gently release. Savasana. Palms face up. Good. Gently bend your right knee. Interlace your fingers just over the knee and draw it into the right shoulder. Take your left hand over that knee and draw it across the body and bring your right hand out to the right. Good. We're going to just release this core a little bit. Look over to the right shoulder and soften the face and deepen the breath. Good. And gently release. Bring that right knee into the right shoulder. Squeeze, release it down. And left knee into the left shoulder. Interlace the fingers over the knee. Squeeze, right hand over the knee. Draw it across the body and left arm out to the left. Look over your left shoulder. Find that breath. You did great. Obviously, I don't care whether you're down half the class. The fact that you're finishing class, that this commitment to yourself, this selfish commitment that's going to serve everyone, that you created the greatest class that you could possibly create for yourself, and then gently release left knee into the left shoulder, squeeze, and then release it down, palms face up. If you can do so comfortably, close the eyes. This is Savasana. I want to thank you again for listening and participating. And invite you to check out our website at yogatothepeople.com. Again, if you're in New York, come visit us. And acknowledge yourself for taking the time. Acknowledge yourself for doing something so beautiful, not just for yourself, but for everybody who touches you. Thanks for taking the class. Have a great day or a great evening. And come back again. There'll be more classes.